This is Iseshe Talks with Ategbe.
Okanju eniyan ni worun yanyan bi ko la lojo be ni o le la lojo. This is an Ifa declaration in Ikameji. This is an Ifa quote. It is an extract from the main Ifa verse. This verse says, Okanju eniyan, it's only an impatient person. Ni worun yanyan that looks into the sky in haste. Bi ko la lojo, be ni o le la lojo, hoping to achieve success overnight, which is impossible. Be ni o le la lojo. This extract from this Ifa verse speaks about patience, because patience itself is not the ability to wait. Patience is the ability to maintain good attitude and good behavior while waiting. Patience is the ability to maintain good behavior and attitude in the process of waiting. This is what patience itself is about. It's not really about the waiting, because during the process of waiting, can be draining and frustrating to the point that some people might lose their sense of self and start settling for less. This is the point where they start making bad decisions, and decisions that are not so good for them, due to the fact that the process of waiting is frustrating them. It's not really because they are not waiting. They are waiting. They don't have any other choice than to wait. But it is the act and our behavior during that time of waiting. This is what they talk about. This is what patience is about. The ability to maintain a good behavior during that process of waiting. Because when we look at it, this is where perseverance comes in. Perseverance and patience, they work hand in hand. While you are waiting, you need to persevere. Like this is what quote from that Ifa verse talks about. It says, Okanju eniyan ni worun yanyan bi ko la lojo be ni o le la lojo. Success does not happen overnight. So, and this is what makes success itself as value. The fact that you have to go through that tedious process to bring it into reality. If success is not difficult to actualize, it won't have value. Everybody will want to be successful because there's no value on it. So the reason why it has so much value is because of the tedious process that it requires for it to be achieved. This is the idea behind it. So we have to persevere. Like, we have to persevere during that process of waiting, because perseverance is what actually makes it happen. And during our perseverance, we must always understand that we have to operate with simplicity. Because if most people don't understand the power in simplicity, I won't lie to you. Simplicity, it makes life more, like, it simplifies life, just as the word simplicity. When during this process of waiting, we have to have a simplified approach as to how we see life. In terms of the type of decision we make, we have to always put simplicity into consideration. But most people, they look at other people's footsteps. Most people look at other people's footstep when they are trying to simplify things in their life. But we are unique to who we are, like I've always said. So simplicity to one person might be complexity to another person. You have to understand this. Something I see as simplicity to another person, it might be complexity, because we are unique to who we are. So we shouldn't look at other people's movement in life and use it to make our own decision. You make decision based on what you yourself can handle. So this is what I mean by, we have to, in order for to make this process much easier, we have to have a simplified way of looking at life itself. We have to understand that simplicity, patience, and compassion, they work hand in hand. Simplicity, patience, and compassion, they work hand in hand. So you have to have a simplified way of seeing things in life. Because when we look at it, most of the tree that takes long to grow bears the best fruit. Like most of the tree that take long time to grow, they bear the best fruit because the process at which the long process at which they using producing this fruit, I think it gives the fruit more value. Like take for example cocoa takes a very long time to start. A cocoa tree, when they plant it, takes a very long time. I'm talking of years. Like it takes years before it starts producing the cocoa pod, where they now harvest the cocoa inside it and process it into chocolate. Who does not like chocolate? We all love chocolate, and it's one of the most expensive goodies to eat. It's one of it. So look at the process at which cocoa takes in growing. When you see a cocoa farmer, they will tell you more about what I'm saying. It takes time. So I think it's the time itself that placed more value on chocolate. I mean, the time which cocoa takes in growing is what placed more value on chocolate itself. Maybe chocolate would have less value if the process of planting the plant that is processed into chocolate is not so tedious. So like I said we have to have a simplified approach to life in order for us to like be able to maintain that good behavior and attitude during the process of waiting. Because patience can be very, very, very difficult. Like I know, like it's a very difficult thing, but at the end of the day, if we can learn how to be patient and follow this process, and perseverance, simplicity, and everything, like all together, life would be much easier for us. Like life would be a very much easier place to live for us if we can be patient, like, and maintain a good attitude during that period of patience, and have a simplified way of seeing the world from your own subjective point of view. Then I think life would be much more easier. Because when you see the simplicity of a thing, let me give you an example. Take for example when you go to the gym, some people want to lift heavy irons, like the weight and all these heavy other things, and some people just want to do abdominal trainings and things that doesn't require them to do some heavy lifting. It doesn't mean the person that doesn't want to lift things is a lazy person. It just means this is what the person is comfortable with. Because the same person that is lifting iron, when you tell the person to come and do that abdominal trainings and other exercise that person is doing, that person might find it difficult. It doesn't, like, we shouldn't place value on, like, much more value on one than the other. It doesn't mean the exercise is not difficult. It's also difficult. It's just that this is what that person is comfortable doing, and this is what the other person is comfortable doing. So this is how I think simplicity works. What you perceive to be simplicity might not be what someone else perceives to be simplicity. So simplicity is not based on other people's decision. It's based on your own personal decision and how you feel about that decision. So this is how I think it can work hand in hand with perseverance and patience itself. Because at the end of the day, enlightenment, when we want to be enlightened, when we say I want to be enlightened, is a combination of patience and passion. So passion, like the passion is what keeps you going. Like it's like passion is also that is it, it's what fuels perseverance. Yeah, passion is what fuels perseverance. So I think so when they say enlightenment is the combination of passion and patience, so we need to take note of it, because like the Ifa verse said, he said, ọkàn jọ ènìyàn ni wọ́n run yànyàn bí kó là lójọ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ò lè là lójọ. We have to understand that nothing happens overnight. We have to be patient, and in the process of patience, we have to have the ability of maintaining a good behavior and attitude during that process, and understand that perseverance is important during this process of waiting. And during the process of waiting, while we persevere, while we make our daily decisions in life, we have to simplify it. We have to understand that simplicity goes a very long way. Thank you very much, guys. I'll see you guys on the next one. Be real.